What's up, Hudat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol Podcast. What's up, Hudat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast. This is the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network. I'm your host, Jeff, and this is Pick'ems 2024 after the Super Wild Card weekend that the NFL hosted. Let's check in on our Pick'ems scores before we hand it over to Jason to run us through the divisional round games. So this week concluded with DeMail Man. Actually, I think he stretched his lead a little bit against Wayno. DeMail Man is now three games ahead. James, you are right behind Wayno, two games behind him, followed by Jambalaya Brothers, Tom Ensign, Jason, and me. Jason, we have the same record. Brendan Carpinella, yeah. And then Neil is at 500. Come on, Neil. You could pull this out. You can actually get your first winning season.
You could do it. You could be a Dennis Allen. You could be the Dennis Allen of Pick'ems. Just get your first winning season.
That's right. Wesley, you are under Neil. Underneath or under Neil with a 47-49 along with Martin Perks, and then Mystic Coach Klein, Big Easy Guy John, Sans Hobbs, Drummer Ben, Paul Perrette, Hudat Fitz, J.A. Arella, Trevor Bruno, and Les Henderson. That, of course, was never published. So, Jason, yeah, are you ready for this week's games?
Let's do it.
It's all about the king, you fall like the rest. Your failure is my success. It's all about control. Will you make it? I will deliver the pain. You can't take it. I'm in control.
It's kind of wild to think that we only have seven more NFL games left this season. Seven. It's kind of sad. Hopefully these seven games are better than the games we had last weekend, because the divisional round was shit. Outside of the Rams-Lions game, I mean, the games just sucked.
I enjoyed the results.
Oh, yeah. The results were good. But
Dallas got knocked out. Come on. You can't be upset about that.
If you just wanted to watch an entertaining game, there really
wasn't. Pittsburgh got knocked out. So your little Super Bowl prediction is now.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, wait. It's
wrong. I get a lot wrong. I mean, I'm not leading Pick'ems.
Okay, a simple wrong would have done just fine. But
Got any more brain busters? Okay. Anyway, so now we move on to the divisional round. Hopefully these games. What was that, sir?
Oh, that was.
All right. Hopefully these games are better, but in accumulating these games, man, there's some big spreads already. So we'll see what happens. But there were some big spreads last week, and some of them didn't go the way of the spread. So we will start off. The Saturday game. This was one certain team loves Saturday games. The Houston Texans coming off a big win at home last week against the Browns. A lot of people riding the Browns with how well their defenses were playing. The resurgence of Joe Flacco. He then proceeded to throw back-to-back pick sixes. Just an amazing turn of events. C.J. Stroud continues to play well. It's amazing what Houston has done to go from picking second overall in the draft to winning their division and dominating a team in the playoffs.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I mean, the Saints did it in 2005-06, but those were kind of crazy circumstances. But yes, it can be done with the right decisions.
Well, what's quick question on Houston about that was, because like the whole thing when Deshaun Watson left and there was the whole whatever big reveal, like Houston's front office, Houston's entire organization was complete shit organization. The problem was never Deshaun Watson. The problem was everybody else, the coaching, the front. I mean, there was just, they were getting ripped and dragged through the mud by the media and by everybody, and all these rumors coming out about how the whole organization was just in turmoil. But that seems to be not the case.
They fired everybody.
Did they fire everybody?
Yeah, they fired everybody.
Clean house.
Okay, so that's what we need to do.
It works. And in addition to, I mean, they got a lot of, you know, with the Deshaun Watson trade, they got a ton of draft picks. They reloaded the roster. And that was kind of a funny thing about this trade. Because they beat, so they had to swap picks with, or they traded away another pick this year for the trade to move up to get Will Anderson last year, but they had the Browns pick this year. Well, because they beat the Browns in the playoffs, the Browns pick is a better pick than what their pick was that they traded away. So they got a better pick. So it kind of helped them out beating the Browns because
So
they
they
got a
triple
better
stamp
pick
the double stamp.
than the one they traded away. So they cleaned house. They got all this draft capital in that trade. They've reloaded the roster and they hit on their quarterback. And maybe they hit on their
This
coach.
is a
Now,
long way from Pick'ems, but Jeff, you said that's what we need to do. I think where Houston was a couple years ago, with their star quarterback that had potentially sexually assaulted 23 women, and the Saints who just went 9-8, I think those are pretty different situations.
well,
I'm
we
I
wasn't
was
talking
I'm
about
not
I
sure if
well, hold on,
the
hold on.
I'm
My
not sure the
comment
response
wasn't
should be the
My
same.
comment was not about Deshaun Watson. It was about the front office and the overhaul of everything else. Not even the Deshaun Watson was the bottom of that list when I was talking about that's what we need to do. That was like you could put that on a
Sorry,
table.
I didn't understand that, so it kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah. Well, maybe I should have massaged the point a little more.
We
And look at
wanted
that.
to.
Houston ended up with a happy ending.
It's all is said and done.
Wow. Okay, well that worked
So
out.
who's the other team in this
So
game?
anyway, they traveled to Baltimore to play the number one seed Ravens, who had a bye last week. Mark Andrews was designated to return, so it's a possibility that he could play this week. But the Ravens have looked really good the last few weeks. Lamar probably going to win the MVP. This game's in Baltimore, and the Ravens are favored by, this is a large number here, 9 points.
Did you guys know that the Saints traded up for Marcus Davenport in the same draft where Lamar Jackson was picked at the end of the first round?
Did they
I
never knew that?
wasn't sure if y'all had ever had that pointed out to you before.
I thought I heard a rumor that that might have happened, but I wasn't sure of how legit it was. Were you so?
9 points.
9 points is a.
I am taking Houston and the points. I just think that's
Yep.
just a ton of points for just too many points to risk for a team that
Yeah, me
could.
too.
For a
How many
team that just
points was it?
scored
I was
40 something, what'd they
getting a
just
beer.
score? The Ravens are favored by
45.
nine, Jeff.
45.
Nine?
Nine.
Yeah, give Houston for me.
Houston can score. That's the catch. It's like they can keep up.
Do you
But
know which
I'm gonna
quarterback
go
led the
different.
entire NFL in yards passing per game at just over 280? CJ
Lamar
Stroud.
Jackson.
CJ Stroud. And I think he had 23 touchdowns and five interceptions. Something like that. His first interception was to the Saints
He
week
was.
four.
Yeah.
So he's a,
All right.
but he led the NFL in passing yards per game.
I'm going to take Baltimore on this one, though.
Good. Like it.
I think if it was 9.5, I would have taken Houston. But
I
that
think I'm
on the
also
wrong
gonna take,
side. On the wrong side.
I'm also gonna take the Ravens here. I
Oh.
think that the rookie QB had a great week one at home. Now he's got to travel in the cold weather.
Baltimore's rested.
Yeah, I just think Baltimore's going to come out.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with the teams that rested. And because both of the teams that rested also rested quite a few starters in week 18. So
Yep, we'll
we'll
see.
see what it's basically 2.5 weeks off does.
Yeah, speaking of rest in our next game, Fox is going to love this. Another ratings bonanza. They had Green Bay at Dallas. Now they have Green Bay at San Francisco.
What
Another
is this, the
classic
90s?
90s rivalry after Green Bay just went in and smoked the Cowboys at home. Dallas was undefeated all season. Didn't matter. They choke. And then Green Bay playing really well. Jordan Love looks great. It's wild. Wouldn't even be here if the Saints wouldn't have blown that 17-0 lead early in the season. And yet here they are, traveling to Frisco to
I guess
play
they deserve it.
the NFC Super Bowl favorite, Christian McCaffrey,
You mean if
practiced
Groupie hadn't missed that field goal?
today. That too.
Yeah.
Yeah. This game's in San Francisco. The Niners are favored by 9.5.
Oh.
Man, I really wish.
I'm doing the opposite of what I did last time. I think San Francisco will blow Green Bay away.
I have a feeling that's going to happen as well. I mean, to
I'm gonna.
me, San Francisco is going to the Super Bowl, and I think they're going to make a statement in
I'm
this
gonna take the
game.
Packers to cover the spread.
I am taking the Packers to cover the spread too.
Right.
Again, a team that just scored 48. I mean, maybe we're going to look really stupid and they get
they scored 48 against an injury riddled Dallas.
Are they really?
They're not injury riddled.
They got hurt during the game. They played
lost,
like shit.
They lost a cornerback, but their backup cornerback ended up having more interceptions than anybody in the league.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dallas looked like Green Bay didn't win that game as much as Dallas lost that game. Like
you
Dallas,
sure about that?
Did you watch that game?
Yeah,
no, he didn't.
How Dallas's much defense?
How many minutes of the 60 minutes of that game did you watch?
38.
Green Bay played really well.
You're gonna ask. So
they played really well.
Listen, I've not liked Jordan Love since the preseason and thought he
also
played
one of their,
incredibly
some of their
good.
Points was a pick six.
Two of them. Since you watched the game.
Oh, that must have been in the 39th minute.
It was two pick sixes.
Okay, so yeah, then fuck it. Then I feel better about my pick. Because Green Bay ain't doing no pick sixes against San Francisco.
All right, Jason, who did you take?
I took the Packers to cover the spread, yep.
Okay. And so the James and Jeff took
that's right.
The 49ers, we took the Packers. Yep.
That's right. All right. Moving on to Sunday, we have your NFC South winning Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Everybody's like the worst division in football. Yeah, they won a playoff game. Should have been the Saints. The Saints could have beat that shitty Eagles team.
What the fuck happened to the Eagles? I asked it last week. I mean, dude, they just disappeared after what, week 8 or 9 or something?
They started off 9-0. They were 10-1 after 11 weeks.
Yeah, and like that's it. Somebody forgot to tell them that the season lasted longer than 9 games.
No, they just never were that good. I mean, they even at 10-1, they had 4 games in a row where they were the worst team on the field, but ended up at the end having more points. Like it was Washington, Dallas, Bills. There was 4 games in a row that they were. If you watch the game, they were not the best team on the field, but they ended up having more points at the end, and it was just weird stuff.
You remember that?
And yeah. I think that if they fire Sirianni, like I think things get worse for them. And Jalen Hurts was not getting good feedback from multiple teammates.
Right? Did his players call him a bitch on the sidelines?
He sat there just looking at him with no expression whatsoever, not saying anything back.
What's going on?
And then we got him to that extension too.
And then we got Taylor Swift's future brother-in-law is announced that he's going to retire. Retired.
Yeah,
and that's
Eagles is done. The Eagles are done.
I mean,
yeah.
Windows closed quickly. Anyway, so
all right, fuck you, buddy.
So let's get back to Philadelphia, to Tampa and Baker Mayfield winning a playoff game, but they travel to the feel-good story of the playoffs. Ye Detroit Lions. Such an emotional game. First playoff victory in over 30 years. It's like taking a DeLorean. Back to the future. 30 years.
This is the announcers. Is it send a text message to your Lions friend congratulating them on a playoff win? Because that'll be the first time they've ever received that text message because texting hadn't been invented.
Right. It's wild to think how long it's been, but good for Detroit fans. Good for Dan Campbell.
And there was all against the Rams in the game.
Oh yeah, there was that too. Yeah, Rams fans crying for missed calls. I mean, they have no reason to talk about anything. They can go fuck themselves.
Oh yeah,
they can.
That was awesome.
Yep.
And like that, theirs, like ours was still more blatant than that. Like
ours was also in the fucking championship game.
Yeah.
There's not a wild card weekend. Get out of here.
Yeah. Wait, I got it.
Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly. Anyway, so this game's in Detroit. Lions are favored by 6.5.
Woo.
Give me Detroit.
Yeah, me too.
I will continue my trend of taking the points. So I'll take the Buccaneers and the points.
I am. My threshold for this was 7. Man, you're a half point off of everything that I was expecting. Since I took the team to cover what since I took the team.
Okay, insert rod support A into slot B. If you say that's what she said one more time, I'm going to pop you.
So I picked the teams to cover in the first two games. I cannot do that again, so I'll have to take Tampa Bay with the points. I don't like
it.
I really think Detroit's going
to
win
this
game.
You don't have to.
Yeah, I got to hedge my bets, but I'm hedging my bets. Hey. And Tampa Bay, I'm sorry, like Tampa's
Surprisingly, oh, he's a Baker fan. Here it comes.
No, I'm not. Well,
the Saints team wiped the floor.
They're well coached. They're well coached.
Okay. All right. And we'll move on to our final game on Sunday. Big, big playoff rematch. Kansas City Chiefs coming off that minus 30 degree weather.
Who did James State?
Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah, Kansas City coming off that super cold game. So Renee's nephew and his wife went to the game. Just a crazy. He's a big Chiefs fan. He hopped on the bandwagon a while ago, but they went up there for the game. But just crazy, all the frozen drinks and cracked helmets, and yet they dominated the Dolphins. I mean, I thought the Dolphins would run a little more, but that's Kansas City, man. So, but they travel. Now, this will be Patrick Mahomes' first ever road playoff game, which is just insane
crazy
to think about. Insane.
Yep.
It sounds like an impossible stat. Like, that's not even, like, how? Well, anyway, so they travel to Buffalo to play a Bills team that had their game postponed to Monday. They came out with a ton of energy, beat Pittsburgh. I know some of the Pittsburgh fans were bitching about some calls, but Buffalo did put them away. They've been playing really well lately, coming on strong. This game's in Buffalo. Bills are favored by 2.5.
Okay, I will take a... Kansas City with the points.
Wow.
Okay.
Man, I picked against Buffalo last. Yeah, I picked against them last week, and it fucked me over.
A lot of us did. I'm taking Buffalo.
I'm taking the Bills. Yep.
I will take the points in all four games. So wow. I will take the Chiefs and the points.
Okay.
Because you don't have to vary your strategy if it's a good strategy.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, we'll see if it's good or not.
Well, we'll soon find out, won't we?
You are under 500.
I took the cover and the bye week teams, and I took the points and the not bye week teams.
There you go.
That's my strategy.
All right, so those are your divisional weekend games. You've got the Texans at the Ravens, Ravens favored by 9. The Packers at the 49ers, 49ers favored by 9.5. The Bucks at the Lions, Lions favored by 6.5. And the biggest game of the week, the Chiefs at the Bills, Bills favored by 2.5.
All right, everybody, get your picks in at Dome Patrol PCast on Twitter/X, and don't forget the hashtag Pick'ems.
Hey, just a good wrap up for this episode. We were talking about Baker Mayfield. I saw a tweet the other day talking about that, you know, the Buccaneers obviously need to sign him to a contract in the offseason. And it said 5 options. 1, do you think they'll give him the franchise tag, which is $36 million for 1 year? Transition tag, which is $31 million for 1 year. A Derek Carr contract, which is 4 years, 150.
Do that.
A Geno Smith contract, which is 3 years, 75, or 5, option 5, move on from him.
Are you saying what we want him to do as Saints fans?
No, what do you think they will do? I want him to give him the Derek Carr contract, right, for sure. 4 years.
I made a joke about that like three weeks ago.
I agree with James. I think they will do probably like a Geno Smith thing. I don't think they move on from him.
I think it's slightly above that. I think it'll be like 3 years, 100, 3 years, 90, something like
right.
that.
I think he's going to be
above the Geno Smith, because Geno Smith disappeared for a decade. But
he came back for 1 year and then he disappeared again this year.
Yeah. But what if they end up winning this week?
Bro.
Then he gets the Derek Carr contract.
Right. Then the Carr contract comes into focus.
It wouldn't matter what they did versus the.
So what's different about Baker Mayfield now versus Baker Mayfield then?
Some would say he's matured.
I think there's some of that, but he also is, I mean, probably working with a coach that's, I think, what was it? He's had 8 coaches in 5 years or something. He's had
like Derek Carr, are you saying?
Yeah, they showed that graphic the other night.
It's something stupid. Like, I mean, it hasn't really been fair. And I mean, for all the things was going on in Cleveland and that they had 2 good wide receivers, like such a shit organization for a while that didn't do him any favors as far as offensive line. And so
so basically his situation was similar to Derek Carr's situation, is constant carousel.
Oh, I think he was in a way worse situations than Carr. I mean, for Cleveland and then to go to Carolina and then getting thrown into the Rams, and he actually played okay for the Rams but got him the Bucks contract. The Bucks Bucks situation is a great one to put an okay quarterback in with. Now They've also got to pay Mike Evans a ton of money after what he's done again. If they were going to keep him, he's going to be the highest paid wide receiver in football.
Oh,
close.
Yeah, but he's what, 30?
Yeah, I guess the 32. Age probably. It's 11 years. So, yeah. That's right. No, maybe not.
Yeah, but they'll pay him. They'll give him
three,
all that.
Three years, $23 million.
Yeah, he'll get a
or
good
if they
contract.
Do like a nice big contract restructure, they'll pay him for the next 15
years. He'll get the Geno Smith contracts.
Right. No, he'll get the Cam Jordan contracts. That's what he's getting. All right. That's it. Do y'all want to do final thoughts or no? I know we never do them on Pick'ems, but last time when I didn't call for it, I was called out for it.
I mean, you can offer it. Not everybody has to accept.
Final thoughts?
No.
I just hope the games are somewhat exciting.
That'd have been funnier if y'all said
I know that we have a strict rule when discussing the NBA that we can't go back more than one game. So I'll just mention the last game that the Mavs and Pelicans both played.
No,
we can only go back one game. It's a strict rule.
Actually,
classic rule that we've always followed. We can only go back one game. The Mavs won the last game against the Pelicans.
Yeah, it was a 1:30 game. The players woke up.
Actually, by the time this releases, even that will be obsolete. So it's probably best just to like lift the rule and let everybody talk about. Yeah.
It was a nice split. We split. I would have accepted a split.
Honestly, two fun teams to watch play, and the referees did everything they could. I think there was 78 free throws or 86 free throws somewhere. A terrible job by the referees against both teams. Like they ruined the game, which would have been a fun game with fast pace, and I mean both two fun teams to watch. But
the refs have been, the refs are. I get it. It's a hard game to call, but they've been so bad. And it's been fun to watch over the last week or two some coaches finally start to actually call them out on it. First you had the Raptors coach, then you had Mike Brown from the Kings the other night. Like it's just time to be just be better. Like these foul fest, you know, the game's supposed to end. Like a normal game here starts at 7. We're supposed to be out of there by 9:15. I mean, there was one game where it was so many fouls called. We didn't leave until 9:45. Almost 10 o'clock. It's like, it just makes the game unwatchable. I'm tired of it.
LSU just hired Corey Raymond back. That basically seals it. I bet Desmond Ricks comes back from Alabama. So that is a huge hire for LSU, by the way.
All right.
Turning around the defense.
And by this just hired, you mean
this,
a couple days
this
ago.
This is like, if we were like ticking the box of what we would have liked to have happened, that was never going to happen. But they've basically done everything that you would want to happen for the defensive side of the ball.
Whoever's making the decisions over there needs to come to the New Orleans Saints.
Oh my God. Yeah, but then LSU will suck.
Sacrifice.
Can they run both? I mean, if Mickey can run the Pelicans and the Saints, can't LSU's coach?
Or maybe that's part of the problem, Wesley.
And he did a great job with that, didn't he?
Yeah.
he's not running them anymore, and look where we are.
Hopefully.
Holy
all right.
Crap. That was awesome.
All right. That's all the show we have for you right now. Let's thank our loyal listeners for downloading every week and telling your Dome Patrol telling their friends about the Dome Patrol podcast.
Yeah.
Follow us on socials. Just search for Dome Patrol podcast. And don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app. Give each episode a 5-star rating. Make a comment. Set up auto download so you can listen to the Dome Patrol podcast anytime, anywhere. Say bye bye, donkey.
Bye bye, wild card donkey.
The Dome Patrol podcast is the official Saints podcast of the Fans First Sports Network.